Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show.
And hello everybody out there at home. So as I usually do here, let me go to www.astro.com, where we're going to have the current planets. It's kind of fun to look at sometimes. And today, the current planets are special because they may answer the question for somebody who is looking for some answers at home. Right now, the sun is in 23 degrees and 19 minutes of Libra. That's an air sign. The moon is in 23 degrees and 18 as wow, that is exactly, we're starting the show during an exact square between the sun and the moon. Whoa, so there's some instability and some really, the feelings out there must be kind of hard or harsh or difficult or something like that under that particular aspect. This is going to be very interesting. Mercury is in the 10th degree of Scorpio, and Venus is in 8.5 degrees Scorpio. So Mercury and Venus are very close together. Venus is going retrograde right now. And Mars, the planet of energy and work and male energy, is in 13 degrees of Aquarius. I don't see, Mercury is coming up to a square with Mars also. Geez, that means we've got three or four more days of really weird news and stuff, and people getting mad with each other even more than usual. Jupiter is in 25 Scorpio, Saturn is in 3 Capricorn. The outer planets are pretty much, doing their thing. They're just out there, little place markers until something in your chart goes over them. Saturn in 3 Capricorn, Uranus in Taurus, Neptune in Pisces, Pluto in Capricorn. So what do we have here? Let's see, for air, we have the sun, Libra, that's an air sign, and Aquarius is an air sign. For water, we have Mercury in Scorpio, Venus in Scorpio, Jupiter in Scorpio. That's a lot of Scorpio up there. And Neptune in Pisces, that, of course, is also. So we've got two of the three water signs covered. And fire is anything. Hey, not much is going to happen unless there's some fire signs affected. Well, that's good. There's absolutely nothing in a fire sign right now. So, we're not going to have blood on the streets or, a war going off or anything like that, most likely. I hope. Knock wood. And anyway, and then finally, Earth. Moon in an Earth sign, Saturn in an Earth sign, Uranus, and Pluto are all on that side. So it's kind of like a real mixture. This is like the kind of mixture that comes up every once in a while where it's sort of hard to see how this is all going to play out. But with the sun in Libra and the moon in Capricorn, those are very much squaring each other right now. So the last hour or so for some of you has been kind of tense or feel conflicted, some major questions going on there. Maybe there's some anger or resentment or something. I'm not sure exactly what, but now the good news is that the moon is going past that square. A square is 90 degrees. If you think of a circle, the circle of the zodiac is having 360 degrees, right? There's 360 degrees in a circle. Then if you take one angle of that, say, put the square in the circle, put a square in a circle, and then one angle of that is a square is 90 degrees because 4 times 90 is 360. So the square is thought to be a tense and irritating kind of aspect. And I hope that none of you at home are feeling tense and irritated right now. I will be getting to your calls shortly, probably probably very shortly, actually. But I did, before I do that, something that I don't always remember to do is look at people that have sent me questions. And you, too, can send a question anytime to me at www.edaugusts.com. And just look for the comment section. It's called a radio comment, actually. So let me see what we can do here. Some people have sent me questions. Okay. I don't know if I should mention your name or not. It's Keisha sent a message last few days of September. Where do you see Major and my relationship headed? Major is a very, very good friend of Keisha, and Keisha is all about Major. I know that. She spells his name in all capital letters. You know what? I got my cards right here. Yep, this is the station where we start talking about astrology, and we always end with the tarot cards, because tarot cards are portable and doable, and I can quickly, you know, manipulate them and come up with an answer. It's not always works that easy with astrology, because astrology is based on, you know, so many factors and so much correct stuff. Okay, so Keisha, did she say near the middle? She wants me to cut the cards near the middle. I can do that. Okay, Keisha and Major, Keisha and Major, Keisha and Major. The High Priestess is you, Keisha. But there is also the second card is the Queen of Cups. So Major is going to get input from you as the High Priestess, and you're very knowledgeable and very sharp on how to act in with your feminine capacities, you know, and everything. But who is the Queen of Cups? The Queen of Cups, well, the Queen of Cups in this thing looks like a blonde, you know. I mean, she's white, she's blonde. She's staring at this great big cup with a kind of like a malefic, you know, appearance on her face, because there's two angels. They look black on this cup, and she's holding this cup. The cup is probably the least attractive cup in the whole zodiac, because the two angels look like claws or something. So I don't know. I'm kind of worried about that Queen of Cups coming in between, you know, being in between you and her. But the third card is the Two of Cups, and that shows a relationship that is going stronger and stronger and stronger. And what I can't tell from these cards is whether that relationship is with you, Keisha, and Major, or it's with Major and somebody else. It's okay. Let's say it's you. Is it you? Okay, the next card, the fourth card, is the Ten of Cups. And that shows a happiness, that shows, you know, getting together and staying together with somebody. So Major is moving around because of the Chariot. The Chariot comes up, so he likes to be victorious. He likes to be in charge of things. I'm not honestly sure how this is going to work to your advantage, but because, as I said, who is the Queen of Cups? So what the cards are telling me is that if there is no influence by another woman in this situation, then these good cards that have to do with marriage and happiness and even living together, because the Ten of Cups is definitely a live together and love together, you know, kind of card, applies to you. And so there is happiness in the future with that. But I would say it all depends on if there is another person, because when a woman asks about a man and her significator, that is the High Priestess, comes up first, but then there's this woman that looks totally different, a different, you know, group, a different category comes up, then I just wonder, is there somebody else, you know, in his life? I guess what I should do is cut the cards in half and ask the Hangman. You know, maybe you worry too much about it. Maybe you worry about this too much, Keisha, because the Hanged Man shows, you know, you may be imagining suffering or something like that, or being, or having someone coming in between you that doesn't really exist at all. Now I have a probably just as big or just as important reading, not reading exactly, but
This is from, I'm going to say Patty. We're going to call you Patty here. I've been struggling to resolve a health problem. Ended up in the ER. Do you see me getting answers and some resolution? So that's a tough one. But there's part two to her question, too. Also, lost a gold chain with sentimental charm there. Any idea where it went? Well, I think it says it right there, as we said, that you lost a gold chain with sentimental charm there at the ER. As you were being, taken from one place to another, the gold chain, came off and fell. I don't have an idea right now where it went, except the thing that pops up in my head is they must have a lost and found at the ER, at the hospital or clinic. And I would make some phone calls, describe the gold chain, and, is there a chance that you will find it that way? Let me just pick a card from the middle of the deck, and the card is the sun. The sun is actually a very positive thing. It does show a child. It could have fallen on the floor, and maybe a child could have found it or something. In that case, I don't know if you'll find it back. I mean, a child sees an attractive, keychain a gold chain. Holy smoke. They might put it in their pocket, or they might say, hey, Mom, look what I found. They might go to the desk and leave it with someone. But that's where you lost it, because you say you lost it there. You say you lost it in the hospital. Now, with the health problem, I have to go very carefully on health problems and health issues. And the reason for that is that I'm not a doctor, and people sometimes send me questions that are more, something that a medical person could help. And also, I'm not a psychologist. If I give you a flat out answer or something, it could work some kind of negative thing, on you, or it could give you some false hopes if it's overly positive and stuff. And that is why I truly try to stay away from doing any kind of diagnosis or any kind of work like that with astrology or tarot. And I was noticing that you were born with Saturn in almost 24 degrees of Gemini. It's almost right on the ascendant. So Saturn on the ascendant sometimes indicates that you can tend to become negative, worried, fretful, depressed and stuff. So, I don't want to get in there and say anything to you if this is something that could cause, some depression there. And I see that you have to overcome some anger issues, because you have a lot of bottled up anger and frustration with Mars in the 12th house in Gemini, opposite the Sun. And that's typically shows, God, lighten up a little bit, lighten up, open up to God and the universe and spirit energy and positive things. And if you can get away from some of the negatives that draw you down and keep you back, maybe a change of diet would be like really good right now. Like if you were to go into, I'm not saying to become a vegan overnight or anything like that, but there are supplements. There are all kinds of things that can help in every physical and mental, emotional way. So I think what I'm seeing in the astrology is that you should avail yourself of that. You have Venus in the fifth house. Venus could be a child, perhaps a daughter, someone who can help. You're a very creative person. You have some hobbies that are really fantastic because of Venus and Mercury being in a very good aspect in your chart. There's lots of things that you can, fall back upon. The transits right now, planetary transits, Jupiter is actually entering or has entered your sixth house, which is of health. And Jupiter going through your sixth house, it's going to help. It will bring issues, to the forefront, but then it'll help cure them and settle things and everything. So that's, I think, what I'm getting from the stars. I do this for a living. I know, I do appreciate people, calling or writing and looking for answers. But this is something that might go better for you with a private, personal reading. A personal, private reading, I always say, is good. And just look at my website, www.edaugusts.com. And perhaps at some point you can also call in and see if I can take your call. Our first caller today, who's been waiting the longest, oh my goodness, waiting long, is calling from New Jersey. It's looks like the western part of New Jersey, the part that's right across from Philadelphia. I'm not sure, but we'll see in a minute. Hello, 856. How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thank you. You sound a little stressed to me. What's going on?
A little sick.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I think it'll cure up nicely because the moon is moving away from this bad angle it's at with the sun. So the worst might have been the last couple hours, and now you're going to get better. So what's going on other than that?
Stressful at work, finding a new job, manifesting money, relationship, nothing's working.
Oh, my. You delayed a couple things on there. Yeah. So is work, the situation at work, you are working. But you're looking for a new job, right?
Right.
And then you say your relationship is also not happening the way you want, or there's stress in that relationship, huh? So let's see here. So can you give me a first name?
Mine or his?
Well, I was going to look at the employment and the job situation, probably yours. First.
Rosemaria.
That's what I'm looking at first. Did you say Andrea? Oh,
Rosemaria.
Okay. Rosemaria. Rosemaria, I'm going to cut these cards for you. Where do you see me cutting them? Near the top or a third of the way down or halfway down? Where can I cut the cards?
Top. Top.
Okay. Yes. We got it. Okay. Well, the star is the first card that comes up. That's a card of inspiration and of doing exactly what you need to do, inspired as you are, in order to succeed. You get sort of like a burst of energy here. You get a burst of true brilliance embodied in the figure of the star, which is a beautiful naked woman under some stars and a big star, and she's pouring water from one container into another. It's just a beautiful card. And so the inspiration, once that inspiration hits you, then that's going to work out really well, because the second card is the Four of Wands, and that shows us like a happy homecoming. It's like that's like going to the right place, coming into the right place where you are with friends and with a happier crowd than what you've been with. I think you're going to be inspired to get a new job, and you're going to go in there and start working. And the third card is the Nine of Pentacles. It shows a very shapely and fashionable woman in beautiful robe. The robe has symbols on it like Venus and stuff of love and stuff, and there's grape arbors in the background. She's smiling and she has everything she needs. So you're going to go from whatever feelings of insufficiency and or even poverty or needing to get things to the point of where you find yourself in the right place. The right place is where those four wands are. And so your trajectory is going to go sky high. You're going to be definitely, going into being a winner when it comes to the job market. Now I'm going to look at this boyfriend. And what is his first name? Hello? Hi.
Yeah,
are you okay.
Yeah,
hey, that's it. So,
Ralph.
So what's his first? Ralph, okay. So we've got Ralph to look at, and I'm shuffling these cards, Anna Marie and Ralph. And where do I cut them for Ralph? What do you think? Down the middle or up near the top or near the bottom?
Near the top.
Okay. Come on, Ralph. Let's have something good here. The Sun and the Ace of Cups and the Page of Pentacles. Well, the Sun card is an innocent card. It's a sweet card. It's a card that shows, maybe naive. Maybe Ralph is a little bit naive or something in some ways. I don't think that he's a bad soul. I don't think he's a bad guy. The Sun is an honest card. And it's followed by the Ace of Cups. And the Ace of Cups shows love and spirit together. It's very positive. It's very progressive. It's very loving. And so I think you want to know about Ralph's feelings for you. So the Sun and the Ace of Cups is very positive. Now that's followed by the Page of Pentacles. That's a man with a young man's soul, not, you know, like jaded, not, you know, kind of like just wanting one thing. He's not just after sex or whatever, but he definitely wants to go farther and he wants to continue the relationship. Maybe he wants to make the relationship over again. Maybe he wants to come back at you slightly differently. So have you been going with Ralph? Have you been seeing each other for a while, or is this something brand new?
No, hopefully it's a new beginning. It's been a while, I know him. I haven't seen him since end of July.
Okay. And then is that because he just simply stopped calling you, or you were harder to keep for him to find, or you did not respond, or what do you suppose it was? You guys did not have a fight, did you?
No, he only just talked to me one time, and I saw him here and there around town. He didn't even know I left. I gave him a hard time that I left.
Oh, you gave him a hard time? Okay. Well, the cards show that he is friendly, feeling friendly, and he should be, you know, someone that you could, you know, have a get-together with and have a good possible relationship with. And when, you know, you see him again. And the Sun is such a breezy card. There's a child sitting on a horse, and the child is smiling, and the wind is blowing. There's sunflowers growing in the background. And it just looks like a very positive energy. And the Ace of Cups can bring love. So I'm going to say that when you do see him again, you know, and make nice with him and be all smiles and everything and don't get him aggravated, that unless he really owes you, unless he's really been negative and crappy with you or something, but there is a potential for this to turn into more, including a sexual relationship, because I picked the fourth card, and the fourth card is the Knight of Wands, and the Knight of Wands is a man who really wants you, who really wants you, wants to be with you and do everything, and that card is just on the horizon. It's just on the horizon, but you have to get from point A to point B. So
yeah,
is there any way that you could, is there any way you can sort of slip that closer to him through, you know, Facebook or anything, emails, phone calls, text messages? Can you send him a text message with a photo or something, you know? Something like that.
I did.
I think
He doesn't do Facebook.
Wow.
He didn't want to communicate with me when I was there last, so it's just, he was telling my cousin that he cares, and once you tell her, he don't want to talk to me, so I just left. He asked my cousin when I was leaving. So I just picked up and left.
I would say that
he's asking my cousin when
him,
I was leaving.
Oh, no. I would say that you did not send him your very, you know, most seductive and beautiful photograph. You know, try that again with a couple pictures and stuff, because men, I can't tell you how men respond to that. They just, you know how visual guys are, you know? So that's what I see. I somehow see you two coming closer together. He is, he's innocent. He just needs to be, you know, you need to get yourself in front of him, basically, you know? Find which way he's going to walk to work and then trip him on the way or something. I don't know. But, you know, but really, the cards are not bad at all for you. They're not bad at all for you. And I think that you you really might have, you know, a very good time with him when you do see him. There's nothing wrong with the Ace of Cups. That is a card of love, you know. And the Page of Pentacles is as though he's seeing you for the first time, as though he missed something the last time, you know. And he's looking at you and thinking about you, and, you know, I think maybe he's playing coy for some reason. It's hard to say. I'm going to thank you very much for the call and go on to another call. Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. And we're going to go to the 352 area code. Hello, 352. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Hi. Hi. Just want a card to pull for me because I'm going through a rough time right now.
Sure. Be glad to do that. So let me tune into you with your with your first name. What's your first name, please?
Andrea.
Andrea, okay. And I'm shuffling.
Yes,
I see
yes,
we
sir.
Don't have too much time left. Uh-huh. And it sounds like there's several things that are not working out for you right now. It might be career, it might be health, it might be a relationship. Where would you like me to cut these cards for you, Andrea? Near the top or halfway down or two-thirds or
the
just
middle.
Anywhere? The middle
the
is
middle.
By far the most popular. Yes, ma'am. I've got it. Okay. So the main thing right now is the Hermit card is the Hermit. The Hermit is standing by himself on top of a mountain. It's very cold, and that means that you feel sort of like you've been either turned down or rejected or as though you don't have the friends, you know, that you need to have, the friends that you need to have. But I see you also reaching out and getting these friends because the very next card is the Nine of Pentacles. It shows someone that you know, and it could even be someone in the family or it could be a good female friend who will be able to really help you if you can connect with her or with them. It may involve you traveling or moving from where you are right now to be closer to them, because the third card is the Four of Wands. It shows a kind of a homecoming back to like a safe kind of turf where things are much better than what you've been experiencing lately. I'm going to pick a fourth card for you, and that's the Star. And the Star shows a genius idea of moving forward and getting what you want. But you have to sort of get out of any feelings of blaming yourself or feeling like nobody's out there, nobody can help you, being within yourself and maybe being depressed. Because whenever I see the Hermit as the first card, it looks like you've turned inwardly a little bit too much. And what you need to do is actually to take the hand of a friend, you know, find a family member, something like that, that can help you. So these cards, the next one after the Star is the Lovers. So that means that you're getting back with people that really love you. And there are other relationships out there. If you are right now stranded without a relationship, then that will you know, go away, and you'll find that friendship and love that you have been seeking. Now, would you mind telling me, have your problems recently been involving money or involving a man in your life or a job or what?
Well, yes, money, man, job. It's pretty stressful for my boyfriend and I, and he doesn't understand my anxiety attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think he's starting to understand. I'm not for sure, but it just seemed like everything. And I just miss my mom and, you know,
is she
all
gone
that
now?
Stuff.
Or is it, when you say you miss your mom, did she pass away? Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, she did.
I'm so sorry. So that female energy, it's almost like a spirit energy that I feel that could reach out to you. You know that feeling I had of you touching someone's hand, of you holding someone's hand? That would be like, you know, like if you went into a very, very spiritual kind of mood, sort of a prayerful kind of mood, and you thought about your mother, and you thought, hey, Mom, I really miss you. I really, really need your help. You know, could you send me some spiritual energy to help me get through this negative period? And she will. And that's why she's the second card. The first card is the Hermit. That's the card of you feeling alone against the world right now and of the man in your life not really listening. But then, you see, she will, in a way, come to you. And I see that happening. And when that happens, that ushers in the Star and also the Lovers. And the Lovers card means that there's a very good chance that you and your guy can patch this up. Yes, he can see. He will be able to see what you're all about and what you need to do. And with that, all the blessings I can give you, and hope. And hey, listen next week, or go to www.edaugust.com. Thank you so much for calling. They're telling me 60 seconds. So, my friends, there are three more people that would want to talk. I can't get to you right now. I only have less than 60 seconds left. So, thank you again. I love to do this. I'll be back again on Friday. So I do this on Tuesdays and Fridays at the same time, same station. Thank you so much for being here. and we'll be talking to you again. Send me comments or questions at www.edaugusts.com. Okay, bye. Thanks for calling and listening.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.